Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us wherever you are, however you're listening, across North America on the radio or worldwide on the internet. We're glad you're here. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And if you've been listening already, you know we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you stayed with us, too, because we got a special treat for you. Mark Victor Hansen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. I can't believe I've been on the air for 11 and a half years, and this is the first time he's been on the show. I don't know how we've missed each other, but he's here now, and as you guys know, he's considered America's ambassador of possibility. He's the guy who wrote the Power of Focus, The Aladdin Factor, Dare to Win, all three different outstanding books. He's also the guy who co-launched the Chicken Soup for the Whatever series, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Our friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne wrote the book Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul. And he's here to talk to us about a number of things, including how you and I can do a better job of managing our businesses. Mark, welcome back. Well, welcome to the show.
Well, by the way, I feel welcome back. I mean, because you and I are friends through all of our friends, and especially through our friends of small business, because little entrepreneurs, an entrepreneur, as you know, is best defined by me as somebody who takes nothing, turns into something, or makes something worthwhile happen out of basically nothing.
Right. An entrepreneur is typically somebody who didn't know they weren't supposed to do something.
Yeah, I mean, no one knew that, you know, we got 144 rejections for Chicken Soup. They said, you know,
say, whoa, it's time, wait, hold up, Mark. Say that again, because I want people to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, you're out there, you're getting rejected. Customers are telling you no. People are saying, I'm not ready, and you're trying to decide if should I keep going or not. I want you to hear what Mark said again. Go ahead, Mark.
We had 144 people not like us. Anyhow, they all said, hit the road, Jack. I said, it's okay if you don't like Jack, but I am a nice guy.
144 rejections. That's
our wives
that's
didn't
incredible.
Think it was such a cool idea either.
I like
to go to work. Go
I like
the money.
I like the story also about Michael Jordan was not good enough to play on his high school basketball team.
Yeah, first 2 years they had it. We had that Chicken Soup. He had to sit on the edge, and so he says, well, then I'll just change the game, and that's what I'm doing in publishing. I said, look, the publishing business, meaning the books that are being sold in bookstores, are going down because the economy has temporarily got a little dent on it. Pretty big dent. Anyhow, so 2 years ago I saw that was going to happen, so I said, well, I'll change the publishing business, and now I'm showing some brand new ways to sell stuff, because there's always a way, over, under, around, or through the detour, and there's something on the other side waiting.
I want you to tell us about what you're doing with the publishing industry. I want you to explain what you just said. But along the way, because everybody listening is not in the publishing business, let's take the opportunity to expand that thought into other industries. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, let me do the macro that you just said, expand it to everybody. That's a big picture, is that 80% of all business is the same. So whatever I can do in publishing, you know, some flourishes, I can do it in any other industry.
Right.
And every business can make it, and small business can make it faster than big business because they can turn faster. In other words, the Queen Mary takes 1 year to turn, 7 miles to turn around. It's not
right.
Like, hey, take a right. This is a rack and pinion steering, and it's still a sports car. So something little can move something faster and more with more dexterity than something big like your client we talked about earlier, or I heard the ad for IBM,
right,
which means I've been moved.
Well, the big companies take them a while to turn around, as you say, the 7 miles to turn around. Small companies, we do it about face.
Yeah. And so I'm saying, look, we got to do some about faces. And just in the publishing business, I do a seminar called Mega Book Marketing, where I teach 38 things you got to do to make every book a bestseller. I bring the 12 top publishers together. I bring the 12 top agents, and everybody can get published before it's over. And now the new thing we're teaching is 10 ways to make money in the next 24 hours with social networking. Now, social networking is you can make money on Twitter, you can make money on Facebook, you can make money on LinkedIn. There's, you know, there's 101 different sites. And you say, well, how do you do that? Well, it takes a different level of thinking than ever before. Like, one of the things I teach is that books are changing. Books have become two new words, which I'm going to have to define, I'm afraid. But one is called a flash book, and the other is, or flash video, and the other is called a Mobisode or a Websode. There's a little movie out called The Dash. I don't know if anyone sent it to you. You did get it a couple times, right? It's a three-minute PowerPoint with dazzlingly good music, but after 3 minutes you go, it says, I went to a funeral the other day. My friend was the light between the dash. And yeah. It sold, 45 million viewers sold 5.5 million books. That's 1 in 8 people that saw it bought a book, and there's no cost other than the flash that got sent out free.
Mark, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with our new friend, Mark Victor Hansen, soon to be old friend. Actually, on the other side of this break, he's already going to be an old friend. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
But don't surprise.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it to your advantage, for coming there and spending time there, but also for asking us to follow you home, which we will do if you like. If you subscribe to my newsletter, we'll follow you home with the newsletter and deliver it every Sunday afternoon by email right into your inbox for your personal enjoyment at your own time. You can also subscribe to my blog, which you can also find off the homepage there, or just come and check it out when you get a chance. We update that on a regular basis. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is there. Our Brain Trust members, about 1,500, the largest community of small business experts in the world, with our new member, Mark Victor Hansen, who's with us right now. So I hope you check that out. Don't forget that you can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JimBlassingame. Mark Victor Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, you know him. He's the chicken soup guy. He's the America's ambassador of possibility. He's changing the way people think about publishing, about writing and publishing books. Mark, you were telling us about a couple of new ways of thinking about a book.
Well, you know, it's so many new ways to think, but the two that I gave you is, first of all, this thing called a flash book, which a company called Simple Truths, TRUTHS.com. I don't own it or anything like that. You know, they send out what are called flash videos, and at the end of which they sell a book for $16.95. Well, the book costs $1 or $2, and the flash video is sent out virally because somebody sees it and they cry or they laugh or they, you know, there's four things that happens with a flash video. It wows your soul. You go, holy crap. It is emotionally inviting, like chicken soup. It gives you God bumps, goosebumps, chili bumps. It is entertaining, meaning, it captivates visually your eyes or whatever. Or it has a storyline that you can't forget and gets your perspective to change.
So instead of adding value, instead of advertising about it, it adds value to your life by pulling you into it, and then you want to be part of it. And isn't that the way that we're moving in the future with the way we communicate and connect with each other?
Well, yeah, it's back to the first question you asked me, Jim, is that macro business only, you know, Warren Buffett taught us all that there's only two ways to make money in any business. One is you create value, and number two is you find value. Well, both those are good in a story. And then this other thing I started to say before we went to break was called a Mobisode, which is a mini episode of TV on your phone. Now, all phones within the next year are predicted to become what are called G4, which is like the iPhone, which means that everybody's going to have a video in their phone. So whatever your business is, let's sell it by phone. And you can sell almost anything. You know, all you got to do is look at YouTube, and YouTube is one of the best ways to sell everything. It's free, which is a mistake on their part, I think. And, you know, anyhow, they got 200 billion videos is the number I read yesterday in Wikipedia. So
Google recently announced that they considered themselves to be more successful in the future with mobile than they ever have been, ever will be with PCs.
Well, by the way, the whole deal is going to go phones, and that's why I'm saying everybody ought to come to my Mega Book Marketing June 5th, 6th, and 7th down in Orlando, Florida. We're at the Dolphin. But we're going to teach how to do this Mobisode thing, because in the world there's 1.5 billion computers. but there's 4.5 billion cell phones, and because my hero of microcredit and friend, Dr. Muhammad Yunus, took 100 million women out of poverty.
Nobel Prize winner.
Yep, yep. And if you haven't had Yunus on, you got to.
I need you to help us get introduced to him. We've been trying.
Oh, that's a piece of cake. Okay,
yeah,
he's
thanks.
A good buddy. And when he's in the country, he's willing to do media. The point is, and he has helped so many small little invisible businesses with $3 or $25 in Bangladesh. But when he gives a woman a phone through Grameen Phone, one of his 17 companies, they rent it to her for $15. In 2 months, she goes from below poverty to above poverty. What does that mean? That means those of us in business need to communicate. And he's the one who got me thinking about everything's going to go on a cell phone. And everything in a cell phone, you immediately go from a local market. If you're a small dry cleaner, maybe it won't work, but to a global market. But everybody, what we're teaching now, and all my new books, I got a new book coming out in September called Cash and Flash. We say everything is got to be a PSI, a product, a big lumpy object, a service, something, some way to serve, or the product that you ought to have of those two products is always going to be information. Everybody needs for the rest of forever to be in the information business and be what we call an infopreneur. Now, an entrepreneur takes low value, makes it high value. An infopreneur takes whatever information you got in your product or service and makes it a value to other people that is worthwhile, meaningful, important, purposeful, and impactful.
Now, you are someone who's been successful with the traditional publishing industry. But what you're talking about now is a 21st century way of thinking about publishing. What's going to happen to the what is happening to the traditional publishing industry?
Well, unfortunately, just the employees, like I'm with Random House, I'm with Simon & Schuster, I'm with a lot of the big houses also, is that they've laid off 60% of their people. And so what happens is, remember, the yin and the yang, I've been to Asia four times in the last 2 years, says the black side says crisis, the white side says opportunity. So we got the greatest crisis in human history, which, ladies and gentlemen, we do. We got the greatest opportunity. And Jim and I were talking during a break that, you know, there's a lot of ways out of this crisis right now, and you do not for 1 second depend on the government. I was in the Capitol from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. with one of the great congressmen who I love. You know, everyone's got their issues with somebody being a Republican, Democrat, or an independent, so I'm not even going to name him, but we had a great time. But we're in a serious time, and it's time for serious folks to go out and do serious amounts of business.
What's the website to your program, Mark?
Oh, markvictorhansen.com. MarkVictorHansen.com.
And you're going to go there and find out about the mega university there at that website. Quick break. We got more to come with Mark Victor Hansen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
Atlanta Rhythm Section coming back. Surely that's the small business anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Listen.
And you had enough. You still gotta try.
That's the theme song, ladies and gentlemen. That's our anthem, clearly, in my opinion. That's a great song from the Atlanta Rhythm Section. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I don't know anybody who knows about doing it or dying. Doing it when everything seems to go wrong, you still gotta try. Mark Victor Hansen, you know all about that, don't you?
Yes, sir. I think we all got to try again because it's up to small business what you and I are talking about on the show and the breaks. You are really an enthusiast for small business and enthusiasm. The last letters are IASM. I am sold myself. And if you're sold, you can sell. And what Jim and I are talking about capitalization of business, sell your way forward. When nobody trusted Chicken Soup or any of this stuff I've done, starting with a rock group that I started when I was 16 or starting when I was 9 years old, I wanted a bicycle, so I sold the most greeting cards ever in America. I was a little Boy Scout, and I sold 157 sets of greeting cards when I was 9 years old, so I've been selling ever since. So sell your way to capitalize your way, because what Jim and I were talking about is that there's some little reluctance to lend money, except for, what did you say, small independent banks?
Independent community banks are loaning money like crazy.
Yeah. And so if you,
not the big banks,
money available. You guys can go find an angel investor, sometimes called a relative.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, thank you for those words of inspiration. Folks, this is a man who, you know, he didn't have it handed to him. He's made what he's earned, just like you are, just like you can. But you have to do it by believing in yourself, and that's what he's talking about. Mark, I do want to spend a little bit more time on your universe, your university, the mega university. You're helping people understand what's some of the new stuff, some of the future of at least the publishing industry, and I would think that anybody could show up at your event and learn about the future of a lot of industries, not just about book publishing.
Exactly accurate, Jim. What's true is that one of my friends got laid off from Bonanza Steakhouse. He was a senior vice president, and because he became 60-something, they let him go. And so I said, well, come to my mega. He came, and the next month he went out and made $200,000. He didn't know he was an entrepreneur. He didn't know he could suck it in and tough it out and make a lot of money. And he's still not writing books like I do. But the point is, the 80% of all business is the same. Only the flourishes, the 20% is the paint, the artistry. But other than that, everything has verisimilitude, and I happen to love books because I'm an addict, and I think here's what I know. My experience is that small businesses and businesses that make it are the smartest, best reading audience on the planet, because mm-hmm. they got to keep their mind motion, because your mindset, your thinking, your mindset creates your money set. And if you do the right thinking, you get the right profits. No right messy thinking causes messy results. And we've got a country that has suffered some a lot of lying, cheating, and stealing politically.
Yep.
Yes. You know, some of the big guys.
Yeah, no question about it. And which you brought that up, Mark, so I'm gonna follow up on that just a little bit. I think all of us in the entrepreneurial world are the kind of people who we don't need the government necessarily to help us. We just would like for them to get out of our way. And right now, we got the government in our way a lot. And you know, I've been saying for a long time that Wall Street, the big banks, and our government got us into this mess we're in. But small businesses are going to be the one who will get us out.
That's absolutely accurate. And the small businesses, a lot of them are going to end up becoming big businesses, going to serve in a whale of a big way. I mean, we are in the most dynamic, exciting time. Everybody that goes to my website, markvictorhansen.com, I'm going to send them a tape on how we can all get out of this thing and all get rich while we're doing it. It is in the most exciting time in history if you're awake. When you and I were in school, we were forced to read a book that was a little dark by Dickens, and it said it's mm-hmm. the best of times or the
yeah.
worst of times. Well, that's true, but that's probably always true, and because it's your perspective.
Right.
So, you know, the little guy in the typewriter business was Selectric, because you and I are chronologically aligned, you know, going, oh, my God, the typewriter business is going out. Well, look at what happened, not with IBM, because IBM said there's 7,000 people that need a laptop, but look
yeah.
at how many laptops emerged, and now you got Negroponte doing a $100 computer and changing the world, and now you got the computer, thanks to Sony, starting next month, goes into the phone, and the
yep.
new computers are going to be the size of a thin ink pen, and it's going to
right.
shoot on a little panel.
Holographic panel display, yeah. Hey, Mark, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? We got a lot more to learn from you.
You can't shut me off. I got to keep talking here. I want everyone to come to Mega Book Marketing University. Just go to markvictorhansen.com. Watch all the little videos. I guarantee all my stuff. So if it doesn't work at the end of 3 days, you ask for your money back, we give it back.
Thank you, Mark, for that. I hope you'll come back again real soon.
I did. Thank you.
Good luck with your Mega University. Ladies and gentlemen, markvictorhansen.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.